Hi, I'm Maya Johnson. Mahabi is over here. Asked me to tell my testimony. Here I am. I grew up in Russia. I was born there, and I grew up back in the day when people there were still building a perfect society without God. This was an atheist society, and so as I was growing up, I did not hear much about Jesus or about God. In fact, people were telling me that, no, once you die, you die. There's nothing else beyond us. But this is the crazy thing, is that not hearing anything like that, not hearing anything about God or Christ, I somehow knew deep in my heart that there is a reality beyond me. And also, somehow I got this crazy idea that somehow I am also accountable to that reality. Anyway, I kept reading and thinking about it. And then when I was 17, I moved out of my home to go to a different city that was far away to go to university to get my training in foreign languages. And that was the area that was predominantly Buddhist, which is also was mostly Buryat, the ethnicity that I'm from. And when people saw me, they said, since you're Buryat, you should be a Buddhist. So I said, okay, great, I will do that. So I started reading Buddhist books and started going to a Buddhist temple to figure this thing out for myself. I knew that I was a sinner. I knew that there was no way for me to get rid of it somehow. I needed a solution. So I started going to the Buddhist temple. And the thing about it is that people told me, it's in very simplistic terms, they said, it's basically kind of like a scale with like good deeds and your bad deeds over here. And so what you do is you try to outweigh your bad deeds with good deeds. And Buddhism kind of gives you this solution. You know, you can be tolerant to people, you can be kind, you can give poor, you can help poor people, you can be all these things, and eventually you can somehow outweigh this stuff over here on this side, and I don't know, have some kind of hope. When you go to a Buddhist temple, there's this really big area with a temple in the middle, and so you kind of walk around in a circle, and there's all these different stations that you can do to improve your scale. Okay, for example, one of them is there's a big thing with these big empty drums on an axle, and you can spin them. And as you spin them, there's a like your prayers are going up, and as your prayers go up, your scale goes up as well in your favor. And so that was pretty convenient, right? I can sin during the week, and then I go to this temple, and I can spin my drums and say these prayers and, you know, sprinkle milk over here and offer my bread over here or something like that and come away with my slate kind of good, you know? So I did that for a while, and as I was doing that, I realized, That is not working. I don't think that's effective. I think that reality over there, I don't think it's pretty happy with me. And by the way, if that reality really knew who I was inside, I don't think this spinning drums would be effective. Anyway, back then, when I was in my third year of being a student, I went to this Christian camp. I was invited to be as a translator for some Christian missionaries that came to do a camp for deaf children. So as I was translating testimonies, as I translated sermons and Bible lessons and all that, that really made me think a lot. I also brought my little Buddhist books and my cigarettes, and I was trying to figure this life all on my own there. But somebody sat down with me and said, listen, this is what the story is about, okay? And I said that God created me for himself, and he knew me all the way, and he sent his son to die for me on the cross to pay for my sin, and he didn't only die, but he also rose again, and now he's at the right hand of God representing me. So me with my scale, good and bad, knowing very, very well that deep inside I knew well that I'm completely lost over here, right? I started also reading the Bible on my own. And this is the crazy thing, is that God sent me to these passages that I needed to hear. And one of them was James 2:10, where it says, "For whoever keeps the whole law but fails at one point has become accountable for all of it." Okay, so I realized, oh, there's no scale. There's only a record of guilt. That's all I have. There's nothing, no good deeds out there that could outweigh anything that I have done wrong or have thought wrong or have desired wrong. So as I heard the story about Jesus who paid his with his blood for my sin, they also pointed out to me in Colossians the verse that says that Jesus nailed this record of guilt to his cross. And now I am completely justified and at peace with God. And that was just an amazing thing for me to realize back then. When they said that Jesus is alive right now and advocating for me, I thought, that's it. I am completely free from working and living for this scale between good and bad deeds. I wanted to belong to God, and this is where I gave my life to him, and I wanted to do nothing else but work for the gospel on his and his kingdom. Fast forward a few years, a few decades, whatever. God moved us to Florida, and I just wanted to share this tidbit of my life here with you because I think I'm not alone in this. When God switched our life and our ministry from being missionaries to pastoral ministry, I really struggled with that. All of a sudden, I was not a missionary, I was something else, and I did not know how to do this part over here. And I was lost. My identity was completely gone, and I just kind of floundered for a while. And it took me quite a long time, much longer than I want to admit, that really, even things shift and change, and who you are changes, what does not change is who you are in Christ. And this is what God has really taught me, and ever since then, to really cling to that identity in Christ that's described in Ephesians 1, 3 through 14, and also what we're saying today, that we are adopted in Christ, that we have been redeemed, we are forgiven, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit for his glory. That is who we are, and this is why we exist. So ever since then, God really showed me that, yeah, I can wrap my heart so tightly around things that I do for him, and you know, and it is not right. I need to live only for him, out of my identity in Christ for him. So he freed me. He freed me from this crazy race that I was trying to do to earn my salvation, and he also freed me from my own tendency to wrap my heart around things that I do rather than around who I am in Christ. And I just love this one verse that I've been studying Perspiro lately, and it just really sticks out to me. Perspiro 3, it's a whole passage here, but I just read the beginning and the end of it. 3:18 and 4:2. For Christ also suffered once for sins, for the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, so that we live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. And you know, this is the best thing ever. Christ died for me. He rose again so that today I can live not for what pleases me, not for what makes sense to me, what satisfies me, but for what he is passionate about, his own glory. And I want to live the rest of my life like that. And you know, this identity in Christ truly does bring so much more peace and so much rest as you live out this life for him. And I realized a couple of things there, that my faithfulness and my fruitfulness do not depend on where I am and what am I doing. You know, I can be over there or I can be over here, and I can serve him like that. Another thing is that this identity in Christ also helps me persevere and live in a holy way wherever I am. Peter talks a lot about us being exiles, and honestly, this particular place in Scripture I can really identify with, that I feel a lot of times like an alien and an exile because I'm a foreigner. Even though I have American citizenship, I'm still a foreigner, and I don't feel quite at home here. I don't feel quite at home when I go back home too. And I think that's something that we can all relate to, because we are Christians, we are God's people, and we should not feel at home here in this world. We have our identity in Christ, and we can live that out faithfully wherever we are. Anyway, thank you for the opportunity, and I hope this encourages you.